Hey, boys and girls, it's Ron Bass with another edition of the Ron Bass Show, your source for many different things, entertainment, rants, things that I don't like, I like to talk about and explore, and of course, motivation. Well, I got a stack of stuff here. I remember when Rush Limbaugh used to talk about his stack of stuff.
Stack of stuff.
So I'm taking a page out of his playbook, I guess. But to start with, I thought we would talk about kind of a topic that a lot of people are talking about in politics today, which is the border.
Oh.
So the arguments, and I'm not going to take either side particularly, but I'd like to explore just a little bit. A good friend of mine brought me this document the other day about the border and all the ambiguities and the left and the right and the politics involved and the laws and the idea that we're supposed to be America, that we bring in the poor and the hungry and then versus bringing people in legally. So I'm not really sure how this all like came to be the way it is now. And then the argument as well, we're bringing in a lot of people illegally that are bad people. So that's kind of the nut of the conservative side. It's like, hey, that's all fine and dandy that, you know, you guys want to help everybody, but at the same time, look at all the bad people coming in, and then at some point there's going to be a big problem with terrorism, and because a lot of these people are going to, they're plotting and planning to take over America or hurt people, et cetera, et cetera. So what's your read on that, Mr. Brent? By the way, Brent Atterbury, our marketing guru, is here today.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And friend. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the border?
You know, it's everybody has an opinion for sure. I think the things I'm hearing on the news is really the cities are having a problem accommodating all these people.
Big
because
problem.
They're going to shelters, they're going to places that are already set up for people that, you know, are homeless or don't have anywhere to go. And that is a big issue and a big problem right now. They can't accommodate everybody all at once. It's like, instead of using a funnel to bring them in, they've taken away the funnel and everyone's just coming in.
The argument is that we're giving away all this money where there's a lot of people that live here, that are born here, that are citizens here, that could use that money. And we're not taking care of them first. That's one of the arguments of the right.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, I guess if the argument could be, if they want to become citizens, they need to do what is necessary to become a citizen.
So why aren't they coming in the right way?
I mean,
there had to be a time where that was the case.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's happened? Where did this, you know, change? And what year did that happen? And what changed everything?
I don't know. I missed.
Is it liberalism? Is it the Democrats that are like always trying to get the vote, and so they're going to give the? To me, it's like in politics. It's almost like, you know, I'll give you the money, you give me the vote. I'll give you the money, give me the vote.
Yeah.
I hate to break it down to that, but it seems to me, being a business person, I kind of break it down like that in my head, because there's so much free money, giving out. Like I think about school buses. I mean, I get arguments from my friends like, you know, Ron, you shouldn't think like that, but a school bus to me really should just be for people that can't afford transportation or that, you know, really physically can't get to school. We used to walk, we used to ride our bikes, we used to whatever, but now it's like, let's make sure that, you know, you take the school bus out and pick everybody up and take them to school. I don't really agree with that 100%. I mean, they should go to school, but I think, you know, a lot of that's just free money, welfare, so to speak. Like, where's that money come from?
Well, I think that's how it's always been. And if you're going to have the bus, if we're going to have a bus system to bring the kids to school, might as well use them. I mean,
it hurts the average kid who doesn't, he feels like he's entitled rather than he should do it the way that you should do, which is get on your bike, you know, go to school, get on your bike, get on, you know, walk to school, run to school. Hell, we used to run to school.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that if you're close enough to do that.
Okay, but if you're far enough away, what about the parents? Aren't the parents supposed to be responsible, take their kids to school, pick their kids up from school?
They have the option to do that, but because the buses are there,
I think it's an abused process. It's my opinion.
Gotcha.
You're not going to argue with me about it.
No, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't agree, but I'm not going
to
argue.
All right, well, so much for that idea. Back to the border. Isn't there like a Taco Bell commercial?
Yes, Taco Bell.
Back to the border.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's a mess.
Oh, it's
and
a huge mess.
I went to El Paso one time or a few times, and I remember standing up on the top of a hill and looking down. Everybody was, I mean, these fences are tall.
Yeah.
But they're just, they're, at some point they're ending and then they walk around them. But I saw people literally climbing over the fence. This is years ago.
Yeah.
Anything to get into America, which I get.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there you get free medical, free this, free, back to free, free, free.
Well, you don't get free.
You get a lot of free.
But
a lot of free.
If you, I guess if you work the system, you can find a way to get free.
Yes.
But.
So what's it going to take to clean this up and to wind up with a system that's more, more judicial? Where people have to follow the law. I mean, you're supposed to come in, apply for U.S. citizenship, go to classes, and then you become a U.S. citizen. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a right way to do this, and we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
And so, I don't know. I'm not an expert on knowing what you got to do. I just know it's, you can't flood.
All right.
You can't flood.
Let me lighten it up a little bit here. I know I'm probably being too serious. So let me lighten it up. Here's another rant. So yesterday I'm at the local convenience store and I put my card down to pay for something, right? And it says tap here. So I put the card down, tap here, and they go, oh no, you have to tap all the way over here. So I asked the clerk, I said, well then, why does it say to tap here? And he says, I don't know. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, really? I mean, it's 2024, man. We're the technology. I just don't understand why that should be an issue. It's like the Walmart thing I was talking to you about the other day. You walk into the store and you got like this much space between the cashier or the self-checkouts and the shelves. And then you got normal traffic, like coming in, walking through the aisle, going to get to the other aisles to get your stuff. And then you've got people standing there, literally, right, trying to get to pay for their food. And it's so chaotic.
Yeah.
I don't want to dwell on it because we talked about it last week, but it's like, I just don't get it, why that big of a company can't figure out a more organized way to handle this flow.
Yeah. Well, back to your tap thing, I think the disconnect there is the people that invented the technology maybe aren't necessarily the ones that created or designed the
product. The hardware guy was different than the software.
Yeah, there's a disconnect.
Fair enough,
there.
But geez, come on, man.
Yeah, you would think the area would be larger for you to tap.
And then I put my card in at the Walmart store. These are like 20-year-old machines now, at 20. And I put the card in, and it says, no, it won't read it. No, it won't read it. No, it won't read it. Then I have to slide it. And this is a brand new card I just got like a month ago because the old card, same problem. And now the new card is, so it's got to be the machine. It can't be the card. The card's brand new. So,
but is there money on the card?
I forgot about that. I got to look into that, man.
I need
to call accounting and find out what's
going
on. Yeah,
you're right, though. You're right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work.
Anyway, so much for that stuff. But, then another rant is like, everywhere I go now, it's like, we talked about this road construction. And it's not like, so the other day I'm driving and it's like, not only like doing new sidewalks that don't need to be done because the sidewalks there are fine.
Yeah.
But now they're putting up new stoplights, like stop and go lights. And like the ones that are there are working perfect. And they're putting up brand new ones. And I'm thinking, there we go again. It's like spending money. Somebody's paying for this. And it's not necessary. Who's in charge of that? Who's making those decisions? And we need to find out who that guy is.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I could see coming up with, like, there's potholes and, you know, asphalt that's screwed up and concrete that's broke. Okay, that's fine. But just to reduce stuff, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But at any rate, what do you got to say about all that?
All I know
I dig on my stack of stuff here.
The auto repair shops, I'm sure, are sliding a little bit of money to the guys to make sure they go very slow. So there's lots of potholes, so they continue to get
It's another example of welfare, though. You're hiring people that to keep them working. It's like, what was it back in the Depression era where they had these different operations where they would create jobs so people could make income. I think it's the same kind of thing. It's like, let's just create jobs because we've got these grants and we can do things like that. Okay, so much for that. Here's something that irks me. So I go to the ATM the other day. And I've been to this particular ATM a number of times. And it's like, have I just picked a card in? I want cash. Here's my PIN number. Thank you. This thing has like 10 questions. It takes me like, I'm not complaining, but it just makes silly to me that you have to go it's this question, this question, this question, this question, this, you have to agree. And then finally, you get paid. And here's another problem. These machines at Walmart are so loud that it, like, you know, it's just like ringing in your ear. And I asked the clerk one time, I said, why can't you turn it? Oh, no, we don't know how to do that. I mean, it's like, it's not like ding, ding, ding. It's like ding, ding, ding. I mean, it's loud, really loud. Doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so much for all that. What else I got here? I guess maybe we should move on to talk some motivation, huh?
Sure.
So I have a friend that, would you believe that? Actually, I have a friend. I have a friend in the gym that is really, really struggling with a divorce. This has been going on like 6 months. And today we were talking, and she was literally in tears because this guy is like, now he's being super vindictive. Like, he's calling her every name in the book. She's money hungry. She's a bitch, you know, and just on and on. And he keeps sending her text messages more and more and more. And, you know, she's been going to counseling, which is not a bad idea. Counseling is good. I did it in my 20s, and it was very helpful. She's, you know, but it's still very difficult for her. And she said the reason she left him was because of verbal abuse, which I can see that now by reading these texts. I said, heck, the physical abuse might have been easier because at least then you can heal. But mentally, she may be screwed up for years over this, right? Because he's beating her down so much that her self-image is really suffering. But I say all that to say this. You have to stand up for yourself. So when somebody's doing you wrong, you can't just like put it under the rug. I mean, you have to say, hey, enough's enough. I believe in myself, even if you don't. Yes, I'm not perfect, but you know what? I don't deserve this. And if you don't put a stop to this kind of stuff, I'm telling you, your self-esteem is going to erode. Your self-respect is going to erode to the point where you're just going to be, you know, really, really very depressed to the point where a lot of people commit suicide.
Yeah.
I think I read an article like 1,000 people a day commit suicide in the United States. That's a lot of people that are giving up.
Yeah. Yeah. There should be, really, there should be counseling that people have to go through when they get a divorce, and they have to pay for it, because I think a lot of people get divorced and everybody I've ever talked to that's gone through divorce, it is awful. And it's not awful just today. It's awful tomorrow. And it's awful for months and possibly even years afterwards. So there's got to be something to prepare these people, to coach them, teach them, counsel them on what to expect, what's going to happen. If you've got kids involved, if you don't have kids involved, what their life's going to be, what the life was before. Everybody I've talked to is a hot mess for
speaking
a long
of that,
time.
That's what she was saying today. She said, I'm just a hot mess. And I thought, boy, you said a mouthful there.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel so sorry for her, but she's not alone. I mean, there's how many people going through a divorce today, right now? Just, I mean, what percentage? Probably 50% of all marriages go through a divorce at least.
Yeah. And typically what they're doing, they're sharing with their family member or their friend, their best friend. And, you know, typically, those people are not qualified to help these people stay on the right track.
So, just to delve into it a little bit more, why are these things happening? Why are people not getting along? I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that you meet somebody, you're one way, but a few years later, you're different. They're different.
People change,
and then you can't relate to each other, and then the next thing you know, you're bitter and they're bitter and you're not talking, you're not being open about things, and you harbor all these ill wills and ill thoughts. And the next thing you know, there's anger, and then it just leads to more and more problems.
Well, most of the divorces I've talked to people about that's had them, it's usually infidelity. It's usually someone went off with someone else.
Somebody else. But I read an article that women are just as guilty as men are when it comes to it.
Yeah, no.
Like men used to be like the worst, but now they say women are almost as bad. By the way, my friend Steve Siegel, haven't seen him in years, but he was a divorce attorney. And I remember talking to him one time, and he says, Ron, it's all the same thing. He said, for the men, it's about the sex. For the women, it's about the money. Those are the biggest two reasons that husbands and wives divorce. And I guess if you boil it all down. So why is it that people, I read an article about loneliness the other day. like how many people are so lonely. And I thought a lot about that. If you spend more time focusing on your own self, getting your life right, and being confident within yourself, I talked about accomplishments last week in the podcast. If you work on yourself and you're goal oriented and you believe in being progressive and trying to improve yourself as a human being, you're less likely to be lonely because you feel more comfortable in your own skin. I think what happens is people chase the feel good. So I want that relationship. I love her. I love him. I want to be with them. They make me feel so good. And then what happens when it doesn't work out? Oh my God, it's like World War III. It's like the world's coming to an end. It's like my life's not worth it. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to lose. My friend at the gym has probably lost 10 pounds. I mean, she's a very pretty girl, but I mean, she looks probably 10 years older now in just a couple of months. She's wearing on the stress. So I don't think there's any easy answer to what I'm getting at here, but I just want to make the point that you have to focus. You have to work out. You have to work out mentally and physically and every day.
Yeah, you talk about working on yourself. I just talked to a guy yesterday that said, we were talking about introverts and extroverts.
Yeah.
And he said he was an introvert in high school, as a kid in high school, growing up. When he went to school, got out, got into the job force, he actually accidentally was around people that were extroverts.
Okay.
And being around those extroverts brought out his personality, yes, and made him not afraid to talk to other people, made him be himself, okay, around anybody and everybody.
Well, the two rules of psychology, you become what you think about, you become who you surround yourself with. So if you want to become a better tennis player, hang around a professional tennis player.
At least don't hang around me.
Don't hang around you. Don't hang around me. I haven't played tennis since I was probably a teenager, maybe even earlier than that.
Yeah.
If you want to be a better musician, you better hang around people that can play music better than you. If you want to be around if you want to become a better business person, hang around people that are more successful than you are in business. It's not really that complicated. Mm-hmm. But what happens is we get so down in the dumps that what do? We turn to drugs, alcohol, pornography, gambling. And we start chasing anything that'll make us feel a little bit better. But in the end, really, this makes it worse. So I'm not preaching. I'm just speaking once again from my own experience in my life, because I've been through all this. And I finally figured out that the best way to improve my life was to be around good people, work out every day, and become a goal setter. And I told you once before on the podcast many times, I have a business card. On the back of the card, I write down two goals. One is a financial goal and one is a personal goal. I date it and I sign it for 1 year. At the end of that year, if I haven't met those goals, I reset it for another year. Once I reach those goals, I set a brand new goal. So you never rest on your laurels. Never reach a point where it's like, I'm there. No, you're never there. You're always it's always a journey. And that's what makes life so much more fulfilling. Because you're always on the move. You're always in search of trying to improve yourself and help people around you. You know, what's great is that when you improve yourself, everybody around you wins too. So you're never selfish when you're working on self-improvement. You're always helping everybody. Make sense?
Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
God, I'm glad somebody agrees with me. All day long, people were mad at me, it seems like. All right, so much for motivation. Let's talk about one last subject here, entertainment. So there's a lot of things going on in the entertainment world, right? Even what we're doing here technically is entertainment, although I'd like to think it's more of a good tool for you to, on the motivational side anyway, to use in your daily life. But this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing I find very interesting for those of you that are fight fans. So Jake Paul did something that I don't think has ever been done before. He figured out how to use the internet in a way that's so creative. From a business perspective, like this new fight that's coming up, it's all going to be through Netflix. I don't think that's ever been done before. And I'm not really sure how the money works. Like it's a pay-per-click, pay-per-view, somehow or another.
Yeah.
But he's figured out how to make the internet work for him in a way that's very impressive. Unfortunately, in a lot of these fighting scenarios, like MMA fights and boxing fights, the fighters are usually, in my opinion, they're like pawns in the game. They're being used for the benefit of the promoter. But the way it comes across is like, you know, the fighter is like getting the glory because I'm the warrior, I'm the fighter, I'm the guy. But really, the more that goes on, the more the promoter is happy because he's creating ticket sales. And there's some ambiguity there, in my opinion. Being in the fight world, I see this more and more. But Jake Paul, I find to be very refreshing because he, yes, he's a Barnum and Bailey guy. Yes, he's a promoter. But at the same time, he's figured out a way to do it in a way where everybody, but he wins and the other opponent wins in a bigger way. So they're benefiting the most versus the promoter usually is the one that benefited the most. He is the promoter. It's his company, by the way. So it's even more impressive. What say you?
Hey, man, I didn't even know this fight was happening.
You didn't? So it's one of the biggest things going on right now.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But, you know, so entertainment, you know, fighting is a big entertainment.
I mean, it used to be pay-per-view. You would pay to watch the fight.
Right.
Now, if you have a Netflix subscription, you can watch it. If you don't, you don't get to see it. So, evidently he's getting paid through Netflix. So that's how it's.
Here's something funny just to throw in today. A friend of mine who's actually now a technician with my company. He's an electrician. He's a retired railroad. And this is crazy to me. I don't know how this is possible, but he told me that when you retire and you get your pension, and if you're divorced, you cannot remarry. Now, how in the hell can the railroad tell an employee that they can't marry? That's like crazy to me.
Sounds like he's getting railroaded.
Ha, 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 ha. That's so funny. You should be on stage. And there's a stagecoach leaving in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Be on it.
Okay. Hey, guess what? Did you know today is the International Day of Happiness?
Really?
Yep. Just thought I would put that out there.
I wonder why I felt so good today.
Yep. Just wanted to throw that out there. Use it however you want to.
What's the old saying? If you want to be happy, you can learn to be happy. I'm not happy because I smile. I don't smile because I'm happy. I don't smile because I'm happy. I'm happy because I smile.
And one more thing.
You can make it. You can learn to be happy.
I don't know who makes this stuff up, but on the 2024 holiday calendar, it's also National Ravioli Day.
Oh, my God.
So just throwing it out there. So.
All right.
Head to share.
Oh, by the way, here's another interesting note. The people that are making the drugs for weight loss, called OZEMPIC, I think is how it's spelled.
Wow, Zempic. That's impressive.
So that's a big deal now. Like two or three years ago, I talked about it on my podcast. Like it was starting now, it's like everybody's using it. But now that company has got another drug out that's twice as effective. You know, I'm on both sides of the fence about this because I still think you should be working out, you should be watching what you eat, so forth and so on. I think that's like not the right way to do it. But hey, getting rid of the weight, any way you can do it, is a lot better than having the weight because your body's going to be really screwed up blood pressure-wise and heart-wise to have this much extra weight. So if that's what it takes, I guess, but I'd rather see you guys do it the right way and keep it off the right way. And plus, exercise is just going to make you feel better anyway. Your blood pressure's going to be better. Your heart's going to be more successful because it's a muscle. So the more you work the muscle. Although some people say, hey, you only have so many beats. Then other people say, well, that's not true because the heart gets stronger. It's going to last long. Plus, it's going to get you through some bad experiences. And I think exercise is the key.
Exercise and nutrition.
Yes. Yeah. And rest. I have noticed the older I get, the more rest I have to recover from a day's work, particularly from working out. Body wears out. It's like a machine, right?
Yeah.
So you got to keep it in shape by
getting a lube job
and a tune up, which is like working out, yep, resting, and yep, eating right.
Yep.
So, at any rate, we probably what about 30 minutes, 20 minutes? Probably that's probably we probably bored people enough already, haven't we?
Let me check.
Okay, Mr. Producer is going to check the time.
24.
I think that's probably enough. So, any closing thoughts, sir?
I don't have anything except today. You're supposed to be happy.
Okay, well, let's be happy, guys. And by the way, I appreciate all the comments you guys are sending in. It's well noted, well appreciated. I always tell my friends, hey, the old Jewish saying is, if you can save one person's life, it is as if to have saved the whole world. So I say that to say this. If you can help one person, it is as to have helped the whole world. So on that note, just remember, if you don't give up, the stars, they will always line up. So, until next time, always stay positive.